From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says he's encouraged by work he sees going into peace efforts between Israelis and Palestinians. The president spoke at the White House today, where he met Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The Egyptian leader says Arab nations are prepared to help in the peace process if Israelis and Palestinians decide to return to negotiations. Russian officials say they have arrested 8 people on charges of hijacking a ship that went missing last month after passing through the English Channel. The ship was located last week near the Cape Verde Islands. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
It's still far from clear what happened to the Arctic Sea when it dropped from sight at the end of July. Russian officials say armed men boarded the vessel in the Baltic Sea shortly after it sailed from Finland with a cargo of timber bound for Algeria. The men allegedly forced the 15 Russian crewmen on board to turn off their navigation equipment and head for the west coast of Africa. Some maritime analysts say they think the incident was a simple attempt to hold the vessel and its crew for ransom. But others question why the alleged hijacking went unreported for so long, and why pirates would choose an aging vessel with a not very valuable cargo. Investigators from several countries, including Sweden, Finland, and Russia, have been trying to get to the bottom of the mystery. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Detroit automakers have closed the customer satisfaction gap with their foreign counterparts. That's according to a quarterly University of Michigan index. But General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler also have fewer customers left to please. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Ford's numbers in the American Customer Satisfaction Index improved the most this quarter at 5%, but General Motors and Chrysler also posted gains. Klaus Fernell is head of the index. He says Detroit automakers are now neck and neck with Japanese competitors.
They are at exactly the same level in customer satisfaction. We haven't seen that in years and years.
Quality gains are a big factor in the improvement, but Detroit automakers also have fewer customers left to please after losing market share in recent years. Customers who remain tend to be more pleased by default. Fernell says even that could be an advantage for the Detroit Three because it's easier to defend and grow a smaller, more loyal customer base. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
The government says inflation at the wholesale level was lower during July. The Labor Department says wholesale prices dropped 0.9%. There were big dips in the cost of food and energy. Wholesale inflation is the cost of goods paid by businesses before the costs reach consumers. During July, energy prices dropped nearly 2.5%. Gas was down 10%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 93 points at 9,228. The Nasdaq is up 25 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Scientists are drawing closer to using tobacco plants to produce a vaccine for a common human stomach virus. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
Norovirus is well known for causing outbreaks on cruise ships. The virus can spread quickly and causes nausea and vomiting. Now scientists report that a vaccine to protect against the virus can be produced in a tobacco plant. The tobacco is infected with a genetically modified plant virus, which causes it to produce a protein that can be harvested to make the vaccine. Charles Arnson of Arizona State University presented the latest work today at a meeting of the American Chemical Society in Washington, D.C. He says that the process could work on a large scale.
A greenhouse full of plants, for example, can make a full dose of vaccine for anywhere from thousands to possibly millions of people.
Clinical trials of the new vaccine could begin later this year. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Federal prosecutors are asking a judge for a shorter prison term for a former Swiss banker. Prosecutors say banker Bradley Birkenfeld is a key witness in their case against Swiss banking giant UBS. Birkenfeld faces 5 years in prison for conspiracy. Prosecutors are asking for half of that. He is to help federal prosecutors who suspect thousands of Americans may be evading taxes by hiding them with UBS. Divers in southern Siberia are searching for any survivors from an accident at the biggest hydroelectric plant in Russia. The accident yesterday flooded the facility, which powers about 10% of Siberia. 2 workers were rescued, 12 people are known dead, and now divers are searching for 64 missing people. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.